Yes, I'm totally going to talk and create a podcast about consistency when today's podcast is going to be later than normal. And here is why. I have posted consistently, I think this is episode 220. So it didn't originally start out, it was a playing around podcast, but I never deleted any of the previous episodes because they were important, they were of growth, and they were me figuring out what I was doing with this thing. But I have been consistent since May, which is, I'm guessing, probably 150 easy episodes, maybe more. And the reason that's important to me is, number one, consistency matters in everything. Yes, this podcast may not have been prepared and posted at 4 a.m. like the rest of them. However, I do believe in better late than never. I'm being my word, posting five episodes a week. And that is where I'm at right now. In a new season, I may do 3 times a week. In a new season, I may do 1 a week. But right now, I am feeling called to do 5 days a week. It's one of those weeks that kind of got away from me, that I didn't repurpose content as much as I normally do. And I can acknowledge and call myself out for that. That does not mean my business is going to die. That does not mean I ruined my business. It does not mean any of those things. Because the fact of the matter is that I am so consistent that when I'm not, normally people say, hey, where's your podcast episode? Hey, what's going on? Hey, is everything okay? Because I have created that. And you're also probably hearing rain in the background because I'm doing this in my car. The point is that this episode is not going to have the best audio. This episode is not going to have maybe the best message, right? But what I do want to share with you is that we're all human. Give yourself grace. So what? I didn't post at 4 a.m. I feel bad if somebody was waiting on that episode, but here it is. Better late than never. And 95% of mine are posted at 4 a.m., right? So you get the notification earlier and all that good stuff. But what I want you to know is that do the best you can. Consistency is in the eye of the beholder. However, I was reading my coach's, she just hit 7 million in 10 months, and she, you know, her post is bare minimum does not work. And I do want to encourage you, bare minimum doesn't work. But also, you know what your capacity is. You know what you can hold. You know what you can do. Align yourself with that and always be willing to improve. I feel like that was a rhyme. I'm going to have to re-listen to that. But are you willing to do as much as you can? Are you willing to be consistent in some way, shape, or form, whatever that looks like for you? If you heard me say, right now I'm 5 days a week. I may go down to 3 days a week. I may go down to 2 days a week. May go down to 1 day a week. But that is still consistency if I am my word and I do it, right? If I tell my audience I'm going to drop a podcast episode every Wednesday, I'm only going to do it once a week, then it's going to drop every Wednesday. I'm being my word. I'm being consistent. The same two things I ask anybody that works with me to be. Be your word. To yourself, number one. But also to those commitments that you make. But number two, be consistent in everything that you do. It matters. It matters. It matters.